Amazon has figured out how to make its smart home gear, like its Echo and Ring devices, work better outside, where internet service can be spotty. Its solution is called Sidewalk, and the way it works has privacy experts worried. NPR's Laurel Wamsley reports, and we should note, Amazon is among NPR's financial supporters.
Here's how Sidewalk extends the internet range of Amazon devices.
It essentially crowdsources data from other people on the network. You're using their network and they're using your network in the event of a Wi-Fi outage or poor signal.
That's Pat Moorhead, a tech analyst who has been briefed on Sidewalk by Amazon, one of his clients. Amazon did not make a spokesperson available for this story. Say you and your next-door neighbors both have devices that are compatible with Sidewalk. Your neighbors decide to put a Ring security camera on their garage, but the device is too far from their router to always get a good signal. Their camera will be able to send small amounts of data, like an image or notifications, using your connection.
But I can't stream video in real time off of it because the bandwidth is so narrow.
Amazon says only your neighbors, and not you, would be able to see their data because there are three layers of encryption. Amazon's Echo smart speakers were added to the network this week. Some Ring devices had already been added. Trackers from the company Tile, which are used to find lost keys or pets, will also be able to connect to the network. Privacy experts have a number of concerns about the applications of Sidewalk, as well as how Amazon rolled it out. For one thing, it uses your internet connection unless you take action to block it.
The fact that this thing is opt-out rather than opt-in is always a big red flag.
That's Jen King, a privacy and data policy expert at Stanford University. She notes that Amazon just automatically added people's devices, forcing customers to hunt through layers of settings to opt out if they don't want their bandwidth used by the network. And King isn't convinced by the warm and fuzzy applications of Sidewalk that Amazon describes.
To me, it's especially telling when they do things like emphasize the fact that you can use it to locate your lost pets or things that you've, you know, otherwise misplaced. Because I feel like the bigger motivation here is to create a private surveillance network.
Matthew Goriglia, a policy analyst at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, agrees.
It begins with one doorbell camera on the front of your house, and then it extends to more stick-up cameras, extends to cameras inside the home. It would not surprise me if in the next year or two, Sidewalk becomes a huge avenue by which they can extend that surveillance out into the neighborhood.
He suspects Sidewalk might be used in the future to provide internet connectivity for Amazon delivery drones, even in rural areas. The network extends half a mile from an enabled device. And as Sidewalk extends connectivity to Tile tracking devices beyond your Wi-Fi network, there are worries for victims of domestic violence or stalking.
The concern is that you can slip a Tile or a tag into somebody's purse and track them as they go about their day.
A spokesperson for Tile says they are working on a fix for this issue. Goriglia says people should think about how much audio, video, and data all of these Amazon devices are collecting and sending to Amazon servers.
And as long as it's sitting there and it's unencrypted, it is accessible to the police and to governments if they bring a warrant to Amazon. And it is unclear whether or not you will even know if Amazon has received a warrant for your data.
It's a big warning, he says, about putting one of these devices in or on your home. Laurel Wamsley, NPR News.